The federal health law envisions that by 2014, each state will have an online marketplace where individuals and small businesses can buy health insurance plans, plans that meet certain criteria and are more easily comparable. These marketplaces are also known as health exchanges, and they can be run by either the state or the federal government. As it stands, an exchange does not exist in Missouri. Yet. And if it's up to Missouri's House Majority Leader, Tim Jones, it never will.
We know that the citizens of the state of Missouri do not want the federal health care law, the Obamacare law, or anything related to it.
Jones, a Republican, spoke on the final day of session last month in favor of Senate Bill 464. The bill prohibits the creation and operation of a health exchange in Missouri unless the legislature or voters give it the okay, and it prohibits the governor from creating one through executive order. The bill passed during those final hours of session and will now be up for a popular vote in November. Jones said it's a chance for Missourians to affirm their stance on the federal health law, like in 2010.
71% of Missourians voted less than 2 years ago to prohibit anything related to this.
The issue then was the federal mandate for buying insurance or paying a fine. Opposition to that is what voters wrote into the state constitution when passing Proposition C. Senator Rob Schaff, a Republican from St. Joseph who sponsored this latest ballot measure, says a health exchange, not the entire law, is his main issue.
A health insurance exchange is a major policy decision, and it should require the input of the legislature. I mean, that's my concern for filing this bill.
Schaff says Governor Nixon, a Democrat, previously went around the legislature's back in trying to set up an exchange. His administration, the Department of Insurance, applied for and received a federal grant last year to start setting up the technical infrastructure for an exchange, including updating the state's old Medicaid computer system. The administration channeled the funds to a quasi-government body that wasn't subject to legislative oversight.
I was inflamed and decided to offer up this bill.
The group faced additional pressure from Schaff and other lawmakers and has since suspended any health exchange activity and turned the grant money over to the legislature to appropriate. They haven't done that and are waiting to see how the Supreme Court rules on the entire law, so most of that money is still sitting unused with the federal government. Schaff says he wants to further ensure nothing happens without the legislature or voters being on board. That's why included in this ballot measure is the ability for people to sue any state agency or worker involved in any exchange activity. Some people worry about this.
I have a concern that bill hanging out there will have a chilling effect.
Andrea Ruth is director of the consumer group, the Missouri Health Advocacy Alliance. Ruth says the ballot measure itself, even before it's voted on, could cause Missouri to fall behind on preparing for an exchange in 2014. State workers might not do anything for fear of being sued, even though a lot has to happen for the exchange to be ready.
It can really work well for families if we do it right. But doing it right takes some work and planning and time and, you know, people weighing in on how enrollment's going to work and how, you know, our plan choices are going to be presented to us on this internet kind of platform. And if we're waiting till the last minute to do it, there's a potential that it may not be that workable for people.
If the measure does pass in November, it could be declared unconstitutional. But even so, Ken Warren, a political scientist at St. Louis University, says having it on the November ballot is a gain for Republicans.
They used opposition to Obamacare to win elections in 2010, and they will try to do the same in 2012, particularly to help defeat Obama by bringing out a lot of Republicans, getting into the polls to vote not only against this measure, but while they're there to vote against Obama.
Meanwhile, getting back to the exchanges themselves, their fate and that of the entire health law rests on what the Supreme Court does. Answers on that will be coming very soon. A decision is expected by the end of this month. I'm Alana Gordon.